Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Some people were hearing sound, some people were not hearing sound, so I did a restart. How to say fix this? Well, the thing is, I can't fix it before the show begins because I have to start the stream and then they show me a little button that says, do you have problem with your stream? Want to reset the stream? And to reset the stream, I have to start from scratch. Come on, Odyssey, do some automatic thing that always resets the stream. Visibly, there are people who are not receiving the audio. It's obvious. And we have to click on reset stream. So create a robot that clicks automatically on reset stream every time a freaking stream starts. Ah. Why would you have a button to reset streams? Why would all the operations for resetting need to be programmed in? It needs to happen every time a stream starts. Dino Legovic says, JF is too scared to debate me about his book. Interrogation mark, why would I be scared? I have always taken any challenge on the revolutionary phenotype. In fact, I welcome challenges with extreme happiness, and whenever I receive an email that says, Jeff, I have read your book, I'm like, it's gonna be good. And it's never good. It's never good. But you go ahead and you challenge me if you'd like. And if you want to come on the show, you are welcome. But the fact is, the revolutionary phenotype is true. And anyone who has attempted to challenge it has totally failed. Yesterday was a debate with Infrared on modern day debate. Infrared versus JF, communism versus capitalism. It was a weird debate, not super interesting, because this guy has such a loose conception of what is communism is. I tried questioning it, and it's like, oh yeah, well, we need to find something that's more humanizing, more for the people. It's like, bro, this is elementary school level of let's draw the perfect world. Of course, the devil is in the detail in conflicts of society, and the problems show up when it starts becoming one person oppressing another, oppressing the liberties of another. This is where the problem stems, and it's when someone wants abortion, someone doesn't want abortion, someone wants drugs, someone else doesn't want drug, and ultimately, who is going to fund the state, and will it be by force? Which the answer generally is yes. So it will be by force. So those are the problems. If you don't solve this, you don't have a political theory. And this guy didn't have a political theory, he just wanted a more human system. But it seems that in his view of communism, communism could converge toward collectivism in China, but somehow in America there would be a communism that would be pro-liberty and pro-individual. Where do we even begin? There's no such thing as liberty if the state can take over your corporations, if it can shut down your businesses. If the state is powerful enough to do this and they do it, then you're not under a communist libertarian world. You are under a tyranny. And so the differences that he makes, and then he believes that, yes, he believes just like Marx that there will be a time where the state has grown enough to ensure absolute goodness for everyone, and therefore we won't need a state anymore. There will be such surplus that the state will disappear. I ask him, how does that happen? How does a bunch of people with power suddenly decide, all right, we're dissolving the state? He doesn't have an answer other than, well, people will get together, you know? These people who think that people will get together and it's going to work because there will be good people wanting the right thing, these people have zero experience with the world, don't they? Like, when is it that you've seen a group function at all? I mean, there are always parasitic forces that show up if you don't have a system of selection and elimination. Whether it's in politics, even in sports, In business, there's always someone who shows up and who brings less to the table than he wants to take. So that is the big problem of politics, and this guy didn't solve it. Ariel Suarez says the pigeons will fly into the mouths of the comrades, kind of thing. It was basic, elementary school level communism. A lot of the refined communist debater today, they will just laugh at this. They will say, "Oh, there's not going to be this stateless society that comes after. This was just a dream of Marx. That's not how it works." But this guy totally believes in it, and at times he's like, "Oh, I don't know exactly how that works, but you should read this book. This guy explains how socialism works." What? We're in a debate about communism and capitalism, and you really don't know how your own system works. I didn't get an answer to a single question. Not that I own them, but hopefully just the fact that there was an absence of substance on his side will be enough to convince the good audience that I won. Fractal Man says, if the state is big enough, it can be small. But if it is too small, it needs to be big. Paraphrasing. Yeah, he said something like this, like we have to give basically all powers to the state, but then the state will self-discipline into not using it because they're gonna have so much power that they're not gonna care about oppressing you. What? What are the chances that this happens? Oh yeah, we're going to abolish the rights of everyone so that the state feels secure. He's basically talking about the state like you would talk about an unstable person or a child. It's like, oh yeah, don't piss him off. Be careful. If you leave him a lot of space, he's not going to commit an aggression. What the fuck is this guy talking about? PragerU says we should be worried about people whose feelings get hurt by soap. The New York Times was announcing Unilever, which owns Dove, Axe, and other personal care brands, has said it would no longer use the word normal on its products and in its advertising after a study found it makes most people feel excluded. That's weird, because personally, the word normal, you put it on a bottle, and I just don't buy the bottle. I don't want the normal shampoo. I don't want the normal soap. I want the extra wild, triple layer, whatever. I want it all. So you put normal, and I don't feel excluded. I just feel like, okay, this is for the normies. It's not for me. It's a weird thing that the normies feel insulted by the word normal. In any case, if you would like to support the show tonight, you can send a super chat. The State of Things has already sent one on Entropy, which I will read. My favorite platform for super chats is Odyssey. Use the cash button, the dollar button in the regular chat if you'd like to send a super chat. You can also use the link to Entropy in the description. It is a valid alternative. Do you want lunch? Says JF only buys premium gas. Oh well, see, on the gas, I don't mind taking the lower level. I don't know if there's truly I don't know because I've never been certain that there is an economy. Like, do you end up having more miles if per gallon if you take the Supreme? I've never been convinced that it's worth its extra price. So on gas, I don't mind. I take the lowest level. But see, they don't call it normal. Perhaps if they called it normal gas, I wouldn't take it. But they call it bronze. They call it low octane, and so that's okay for me. I want the low octane. Dino Legovic says high octane is better, cleaner, and cheaper. I don't know about this. Is there a YouTube video about this where they test the different gasolines and you really make more mileage? If you make more mileage, I'll buy the higher octane. But if it doesn't help, I'm not interested in paying more just for conceptions of cleanliness or. I'm not big into mechanics. To me, an engine must be driven into the ground, exploded, and replaced by a used one 2 or 3 times per car. I don't give a shit. Nothing's forever, you know, certainly not car engines. The State of Things sends a super chat. He says, JF, have you thought about giving up the soda? Why don't you go with carbonated water? You'll have more energy, you'll slim down, and you think more clearly. Look, I'm too addicted to caffeine to go for carbonated water. I feel zero satisfaction at the idea of carbonated water. The taste is uninteresting to me. And so it's not like... It's not like I'm going to change at 38 years old, suddenly stop Diet Pepsi. There's no reason for it. And as far as getting slim, sure, that would be nice, but you won't get slim out of replacing Diet Pepsi. You'll get slim by replacing caloric things in your diet, and Diet Pepsi is not caloric. And you'll get slim by doing exercise. So this whole conception that carbonated water somehow would be better, I don't buy it. And anyways, it's not cheap. Carbonated water is quite the price when you... And on top of, you know, they don't sell big quantities of it very often. So you don't end up having good prices on it. There's no question. I'm not interested in drinking carbonated water. I need something that's for the people. And if you don't offer it in at least packs of 24 cans, then you're above my pay grade. You are part of the elite. You guys can drink all the carbonated water you want. I'm a man of the people. I drink and I will only drink things that are purchasable at extremely low price and extremely high quantity. Thomas Howard says, JF is not a believer in preventive maintenance, goes Joker mode, burn it all to the ground. Absolutely. So let's talk about Baked Alaska, but I need a break. I'll be back in a few seconds. All right. So judge shuts down plea hearing after January 6th defendant claims he's innocent. It is a man who has been an acquaintance of mine, Baked Alaska, Tim Gione, right-wing internet personality who goes by the pseudonym Baked Alaska. So it's an interesting move that he did. He indicated that he wanted to plead guilty, but in his guilty plea, he said something that, of course, the judge cannot let pass. He said, I'm innocent, but I plead guilty. I'm innocent, but the reason I plead guilty is that the prosecutors are threatening me with higher level prosecution of other charges, and so... I'm pleading guilty because I feel threatened and I feel like they could attempt to get me in jail forever with these other charges, which I've never committed. And even the one thing I'm pleading guilty for, I've not committed. So you cannot be serious and go into a court and say everything and it's contrary. You have to choose a side. Either you plead guilty and you shut up, or you plead not guilty and you shut up. But you can't say, I plead non-guilty, but... Nor can't you say, I plead guilty, but... Because, of course, it forces the judge to consider, okay, here, he just used the word threat, so he feels under extortion. So I cannot take a guilty plea under a claim of extortion like this. So the judge said... All right, well, you're going to get a fair trial here with me if you want to choose to get the trial. But I'm not going to take your guilty plea, since that you're basically telling me that you're doing it under extortion. So he's giving him 60 days to rethink about it. And he said, if you do choose to plead not guilty, you will get a fair trial here. Of course, we're in a very interesting case in the end. I didn't suspect this, but as I read the details, it's going to be interesting to determine if the trial does happen, whether Baked Alaska can succeed at being found not guilty. He has a lot of things going for him. He also has some things going against him. Some of the things that are going well for him. Well, his claim is basically, okay, I was in the office on January 6th. You know, he was part of the crowd that went into the Capitol and he live streamed the whole thing. So he says, I was there, but I was there as a journalist. That's a very good defense. The problem being, apparently, they have the stream of him, and he was not acting in a way that he was not having behaviors that are exclusive to journalists. He was having behaviors that tend to be in protesters, and in this case, what they claim in insurrectionist. So he was, for example, inciting people, what they claim, at least they claim that he was inciting people to stay inside the Capitol instead of leaving. So, I mean, if you have the whole understanding of the context that the crowd was there to stop a vote from happening, then by yelling to people, stay here, he could have committed an act that was aiming at interfering with a legal process, with a political process, which was the counting of the vote. Could be, and there's a big question about how a jury will interpret all of the details, and it will be, if he does get to a trial, it will all be about whether the jury gets convinced that he was there for art or journalism, and that or that he was there for blocking the political process itself. Now, when you've yelled at the crowd, let's stay, you're part of the protest, but I think perhaps there could be a good defense for him if he doesn't argue that he was a journalist, but he argues that he was an artist. Perhaps, I mean, think about it. What if you're an artist who does special kinds of art, living art, art that happens within the important events of humanity. In a way, that's what he was doing. He was streaming and he was monetizing his streaming. So all of this was his way of living as an artist. If you were to make the case that everything that he did in this protest was part of a performance art attempt at impersonating a protester, I don't know. Maybe it's too meta. I don't know if you can get a jury to accept this, but perhaps that would be his chance. Now, given that he has been seen yelling, it's very likely that Baked Alaska will understand that he doesn't have much chance for a trial. He may not have the means to defend himself. He may not have the means to hire a very good lawyer. It depends. You know, streamers can be rich, but they can also be extremely wasteful. And who knows whether Baked Alaska has any fund. I mean, this guy has been all over the place since the beginning of his career, from doing satirical hip-hop performance to Yang Gang crap to alt-right crap to just draining from any movement he could on the internet, down to being seated on, I don't know, was it Nancy Pelosi's office, and talking with her phone. This guy is unbelievable. He is definitely a modern mimeticist, a modern wizard of mimetics. So I personally don't think he should be punished. I think it's the whole January 6th interpretation of insurrection could work if you have specific evidence that some people were planning truly to do the blockade. But I think that most people who entered the capital that day didn't have this intent in mind. They were just protesting, and they didn't know that it would be framed by the leftist media as an insurrection. Think about it. Like, do you think that the people who were crossing the door that day really thought of themselves as insurrectionists? Because that's the test of mens rea. When you commit a murder, you would have to think of yourself as a murderer, see yourself as, okay, right now I'm committing a murder, and here, I'm going to do it that way, and have a plan about the murder. I don't think that the people we've seen enter the Capitol that day, that they were actively planning an insurrection. At best, some of them might have been extremist, and then it's a matter of finding the individual evidence. A guy from V says, memes, Rhea. That would be an interesting concept, to extend the concept of mens rea to memes rea. I don't know what that would mean, though. All right, Twitter to freeze hiring, cut cost as key employees fired or leaving. Beautiful. I hope it happens. I hope it happens even more when Elon Musk is in charge. But there's a bunch of people who simply are impeding on the success of Twitter. Kick them out. Twitter CEO, but the problem is the Twitter CEO is operating this change. And the Twitter CEO is part of the problem. When Parag Agrawal showed up at the head of Twitter is when I got banned. Something happened there. It was days after Parag Agrawal showed up at Twitter and took the place of Jack Dorsey. Twitter CEO, Parag Agrawal announced a hiring freeze and other cost-cutting measures on Thursday as the company looks to refocus into the Elon Musk takeover. According to Bloomberg, the company won't hire new employees and may rescind open offers, according to an internal memo. Exceptions may be made for business-critical roles. Costs to be eliminated include travel, consulting, and marketing expenses. Agrawal said global events, including the war in Ukraine and the supply chain crunch, have hurt Twitter's business results and may continue to do so. The company isn't planning company-wide job cuts, but leaders will continue making changes to their organizations to improve efficiencies as needed. At the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, the decision was made to invest aggressively to deliver big growth in audience and revenue, and as a company, we did not hit intermediate milestones that enable confidence in these goals. Well, maybe if you didn't kick people like me and make it so that it takes months and we still don't have even a response to my appeal, maybe you would have reached your set goals. But no, they have kicked so many people, and so many people are pissed at Twitter, and they feel they can't express what they want on Twitter. That's why your numbers are looking bad. Alfred the Great says, maybe Elon Musk watches JFG tonight and realized he had to take over to restore JF. Yes, two of the major restorations that will happen under Elon Musk will be JF and Babylon B. Bitcoin hits session highs as Terra developers halt blockchain. Well, this whole idea that Bitcoin hit a session high, I think, is not true anymore, but I guess it's when they wrote this. Bitcoin is still on its way down, so don't be encouraged by this title. But the Terra developer, you know, the Luna crypto, which totally melted down to 2 cents. 2 cents! You gotta be kidding me. $120 fell to 2 cents. That's like zero. And they stopped the transactions on the blockchain because they said to be so low. We had not expected that the crypto would be so low. And at such low levels, there are places for hacks to happen in the form of bad plays on the markets, you know, especially since Luna is part of the system of stabilization for the value of their stable coin. The problem is you can have what they call a control attack, where basically someone would be able to buy so many Luna that they would control the democracy of the blockchain. They would change the rules and they would advantage themselves even further. So they have stopped the blockchain. Daryl says, I still miss retweeting JF. Yeah, I mean, it's nonsense that I'm not on Twitter. And now the feds are pissed, of course, at Elon Musk, and they have opened an investigation. Not a very serious thing. I think they're saying that Elon Musk was late in reporting that he had bought at least 5% of Twitter, because apparently when you buy 5% of a company, you need to warn the SEC, and it took the Tesla Inc. chief executive made his filing on April 4, at least 10 days after his stake surpassed the trigger point for disclosure. So 10 days late. I mean, you're not going to get very far with a case like this. I think maybe he could acknowledge his error, and they would put a very small fine. It's not worth pursuing. This doesn't sound like corruption. It sounds like maybe just a delay. Of course, Elon Musk may have had a strategy in making it a delay. He may have wanted to not inform people that he was buying more and more of Twitter because he didn't want the price to raise. And I think it's legitimate for him to have wanted that. Thomas O'Ward says, an R Wall Street Bets intervention into Luna, as they did with GameStop, would be glorious right about now. Taking down BlackRock / Vanguard, as happened to Goldman Sachs, would make my day. Perhaps you're going to have certain crypto that fail and that get saved by that kind of mimetic movements. I think it's totally possible. It's a serious hypothesis to be considered. We'll see how it happens. But I remember when the Wall Street Bet crowd went after GameStop, and there was this idea of, you know, let's save this company, which has we're investing in it because we believe in it. We think they have a great business model, and they've been unfortunately not lucky up to now, but let's help them. And they might very well do the same with Luna. Of course, if Luna is around 2 cents, there is a potential for ape level profits. At 2 cents, you know, it's hard to believe that it won't ever go back up higher than 2 cents. So that's exactly the kind of situation in which the mimetic apes show themselves, because there's potential for 50x profits very fast if it ever goes back to $1, or if it goes back to $1 relatively fast, you're gonna get a lot of profits. I personally will not engage in this, and I will not throw my money into Luna, despite the fact that I think there must be a bottom, and there's always a bottom. But you just don't know where it is, and I'm not going to play the gamble of guessing when it stops, when it falls. Senator Lindsey Graham condemns questioning of Mohammed Oz's Turkish citizenship. So there's a big conflict within the Republican Party around Dr. Oz. I didn't even know that Dr. Oz was a Turkish citizen. He is a citizen of Turkey. And that didn't strike me. I didn't know, but I've never watched Dr. Oz. I don't know this guy. There's a bunch of America First people who are extremely disappointed in him being backed by Trump. They are pointing out to the fact that, for example, he has been taking position in the past as a doctor, as a public doctor. He has been taking position for gender reassignment surgery, sex change, and the whole concept of transgenders and LGBT activism. So people are pissed about this, among other things. And yes, I think he's pro-abortion, Fractalman. So basically, he has the liberalism of that you would expect from a doctor. The problem is you're not going to get an MD today that is right-wing. I mean, you're going to get old people that are kind of right-wing, but even the right-wing ones that you find will be more left-wing than a non-doctor right-winger. That's just because of the effect of university and the phenomenon of self-selection and university selection. All of it pushes toward Marxism. So, not surprising that Dr. Oz, being an MD, is kind of a leftist. That being said, there's a big question around whether he should be a Republican candidate. And the argument of Trump is we need him to win against the other Democrat candidate. He's the only one who can win. But to which extent should you abandon the pillars of your values to just win in politics? That is a big question. And of course, it's not surprising either that Trump is the one pushing for Dr. Oz, because Trump has been an open, big tent, pro-trans, pro-LGBT, pro-minority Republican president. So it's like you get from Trump what we've always had from Trump, which is this kneeling to the advancement of the left in our society. I personally don't care about Dr. Oz, don't care about Trump, but we'll see how it develops. Thomas O'Ward says, JF is a little too politically liberal for my taste. Well, there you go. I have been influenced by the university, maybe. National File says, Goldman Sachs backed rental funds by entire Florida community. The firm paid over $45 million for the entire 87-home neighborhood. There's more and more of this. The buying of entire segments of the residential sector. I don't know what's the long-term plan. I guess it's under the idea that these houses eventually will be so interesting that and the economic system will be such that there will be people willing to spend a lot of money and perhaps as part of a protection against inflation and as part of a kind of oligopolistic control strategy over the entire idea of having a home. In this case, it's in Florida, so it's notably in a Republican state. I think that there will be going forward, at some point, I expect there will be in America a big division between how much homes are rising in cost in Republican areas and how much they are rising in cost in Democrat areas. I think it will be less and less desirable to live in Democrat areas because of the oppressive laws, because of the control, and because of the taxes, which will become insane when on top of the inflation. That being said, there will always be people willing to live in Democrat areas, and those are the people who are parasitizing the state to get a salary. Thomas O'Ward says, was CRT present in the PhD programs when JF was there, just starting when I went through? No. In my PhD programs, I have not seen any of this crap, neither in my undergrads. I've studied, my undergrads were from 2003 to 2006, and then my PhD from 2007 to 2012. This was not a time of wokeness, although in my postdoc from 2012 to 2015, I was starting to see it, but then I was in an American university, Even if the Canadians are communist, you know, wokeness tends to penetrate Canada slower. So it tends to arrive here with 3 or 4 years late. So I basically didn't see wokeness in the Canadian university system. Although, you know, there was definitely harsh liberalism and clearly leftism and Marxism, but not the CRT version of it. That's something I started seeing toward the end of my postdoc around 2015 at Duke University. They've taken over so quick. At this point, I wouldn't even walk in the streets of a university. Back then, I was working there every day. Thomas Howard says, when Jeff was there, it was just good old-fashioned affirmative action, I guess. Yeah, exactly. You had a program or two that I was like, a grant for PhD, but just for women. Ah, okay. But that's not the modern woke. The modern woke actually would tell you there's no such thing as a woman, or would give the grant for women PhDs, they would give it to a man just to deny the concept of sex. So yes, it was a different kind of woke, a very much softer one, and just, yes, basic affirmative action crap, but not that was invasive in any way of liberty. It was just unfair sometimes. When the mob is right, Georgetown La Prof supports aggressive protest at homes of justices. Georgetown Law Professor Josh Chaffetz says on Twitter, the protest at the Supreme Court, not at the justices' houses line, would be more persuasive if the court hadn't this week erected fencing to prevent protesters from coming anywhere near it. And before the whole, so you support January 6th, laughing my ass off trolls show up, the difference is substantive. When the mob is right, some, but not all, more aggressive tactics are justified. When not, not. There's an irony, one that only people who know the tiniest bit about American history will get, about people who revere the 18th century founders making points like this. Well, there you go. You have an appeal to a form of mob harassment, mob violence, basically, because when you're at the point of harassing people at the place where they sleep with their family, yes, that's stalking and that's harassment. You have it on Twitter by someone who is a blue check mark, and where's the intervention of Twitter? This is much more severe than anything Trump has ever said. John Drake says, Jeff, did you hear Canada will make questioning the Holocaust illegal with a 2-year prison sentence? Maybe they will, but questioning the Holocaust is already illegal in Canada. There was once a case. I mean, it's not explicitly written like this in the law. The law is a law against hateful speech. But it was once used against someone. I don't remember the name of the guy, but someone who was denying the Holocaust. And I think he got out of trouble in technicalities, but it was clear that if you were to deny the Holocaust, I think you can get in trouble in Canada. Thomas Howard says, John Drake, I hope JF has removed his old streams from the internet in that case. Who knows what else will result in jail time. Yeah, Ernst Zundel, that was the name of the of the guy who got prosecuted in Canada. But I don't remember, did he get found guilty? Or did he succeed somehow at appealing? There's been back and forth on his case, but he definitely got in trouble for exactly this, denial of the Holocaust. And it's an extremely, I mean, I know that this is how Canada is, but it's an extremely worrying thing that they are developing these laws in the US, because the US should be the last stand for liberty. And if you cannot discuss historical events openly without threats of imprisonment, you don't have a public conversation. You don't have a debate. You don't have a... You cannot form a proper belief, by the way. There's no such thing as forming a proper belief under coercion. And there's no such thing as genuine science and history if you cannot explore all ideas. Quicksot says he got 5 years in prison in Germany. Yeah, Germany, that's another thing, but there was a case in Canada on the... I think I now remember. So Ernst Zundel would have been found not guilty in Canada, but guilty in Germany for the same acts or similar acts. I think that this may have been why I was like, there was back and forth. I think he got away with it at some places, but didn't at some other place. All right, Ukrainian foreign minister urges German companies to pull out of Russia and relocate to Ukraine. Well, at this point, beating the Russia dead horse economically, it's like they were also calling for more sanction. More sanction. Are you kidding me? You've pretty much done everything you could, and... at this point, I think that Russia is set to survive on its own without you. And so I don't think you can further sanction. You can't have further efficiency in your sanctions. I was deconcentrated because I was reading. I have to read the whole regular chat to make sure that there are no people violating the TOS. I had to delete some chats here. Breaking: FBI whistleblower leaks document showing Bureau targeting news media. So a release by the Project Veritas by someone from the FBI. Who explained the circumstances in which Project Veritas was targeted, and they had internal memos saying, let's be careful with Project Veritas because they are journalists, so we have to be careful not to get caught doing something shady. There is also the fact that they classified their level of threat. When they started investigating Project Veritas for the stolen diary of the daughter of Joe Biden, they classified this as a number one threat, which means threat issues that are likely to cause the greatest damage to national interest or public safety in the coming years. So one wishes that the FBI could be as protective of Trump back in the days when he was targeted as they are of Joe Biden. But that's not the case. Okay, I'm going to start. Thank you for pointing out that there were a couple of messages to be deleted. Darl, I will start banning at this point those people who try to repeat it. If I've already removed your message, it's not allowed on this channel. And so if you repeat it and you make my life difficult, I will just ban you out of ease and out of... I don't want to waste too much time, stopping your speech. Thomas Howard says, JF monitoring for those who need to be put in Odyssey prison for questioning, inquiry not welcome here. Well, it's not that it's not welcome here. Okay, so we have a couple of people who are volunteering for being banned forever. All right. Bye-bye, guys. Sorry to see you go. Sorry, guys. I'm going to have to take a couple of minutes. There are a lot of volunteers who want to be banned. No, it's not that I don't welcome... Another person wants to be banned. It's not that I don't welcome questioning and even humor or historical inquiry. It's that if you guys are publishing these statements, which are illegal in Canada, I can get in trouble. And so I have to eliminate. I have to eliminate your speech because I don't want to get in trouble, nor do I want to have loss of income, attacks on my banks, or monetization, or that kind of thing. All right, another one wants to be banned. I mean, banning people is worth it from a time perspective. You kick a lot of people who are just aggressive, who are just wanting to cause problems. Okay, that is it. I think I hope that the mods are paying attention. Keep banning generously when the little provokers show up. What sanctions? Russian oil's revenues soar 50%, hitting a record high, and the sanctions hits just keep on coming. A few weeks after we learned that Russia's current account just hit an all-time high thanks due to soaring commodity exports. It's amazing. Russia is richer than it ever was. I mean, this is beautiful. Russia, despite all of the sanctions, Russia somehow goes out of this whole operation of the last few months in the green. They're making more profit than at any time. They have never been as rich as they currently are, and that's because of the gas crisis ends up increasing the price, and it all ends up in the pockets of Russia. That's beautiful. Beautiful to see Vladimir Putin coming out strong of this whole experience in which he was attacked. It's a little bit how, you know, cancel culture can make you stronger in America. Well, cancel culture made the whole Russian economy stronger. All right. More people want to get banned. I'm banning this guy. I want to be very precise on banning the right person. This guy I'm banning. All right. Breaking: US Senate blocks a Democrat abortion bill. That was from yesterday. But interesting that the Democrats have attempted basically to create a legal Roe v. Wade, not through the courts, but through the law. Because the court decision is not that you can't have abortion rules at all. It's just that it is not the role of the Supreme Court to decide the abortion rule. It is the role of the legitimate legislative bodies. And this may be the state in all cases, but there may be also attempts of the federal government to have an overall federal level protection for women wanting abortion. So that's what the Democrats have attempted to do, but it got denied. The Senate voted 49-51 with all the Republicans voting against the bill and being joined by Senator Joe Manchin. Okay, we have more banning happening. It's always annoying because you can see these creeps of the internet show up and they really act in bot ways. I can recognize that this is not genuine engagement, and this is not our usual crowd engaging and making jokes. It is really that there are a bunch of people who somehow can create multiple new accounts. They have no history. You have them with zero followers, and we've never seen their name, and they try to get me in trouble. Well, you are gone. While baby formula shortage continues, Bill Gates invested big in lab-grown breast milk company. Oh my God, is that the next plan of Bill Gates? I didn't read in detail. Let's see what it is. But it's interesting that Bill Gates is always there when there's a problem, when there's ways to extort people, when there are ways to monopolize and control. Is he going to monopolize artificially produced breast milk? American patents are scared stiff. Parents are scared stiff as grocery store shelves go barer by the minute, and they're left driving around for hours looking for baby formula to feed their children. To make matters worse, blah, blah, blah. Okay, can we get to the subject? What did Bill Gates do? Did you know that last year Bill Gates invested a lot of money in a new startup company that wants to make lab-grown breast milk? Yeah, what quinky dink, right? Green Queen reported that BioMilk, the female-founded biotech developing lab-grown breast milk, has received backing from Bill Gates' Breakthrough Energy Ventures in its latest Series A financing. The round, co-led by Breakthrough and Danish investors Novo Holdings, will help BioMilk accelerate its plan to launch cell-cultured human breast milk and disrupt the multi-billion dollar infant milk formula industry within the next 4 years. Okay, BioMilk has announced on Wednesday the closing of its Series A funding round with $21 million. The North Carolina-based biotech attracted funding from existing investor Breakthrough Energy Ventures. I mean, this is the stuff of nightmare. You can totally imagine that one day they're going to be using, literally, the predictions of Mama JF will come true. They'll be using human cells. Where do you get human cells? Where do you get a lot of them? Baby embryos. So it's going to be a feedback loop where, oh yeah, more abortion leads to more embryonic cells that we can use as stem cells to produce artificial milk. So that, why do you use artificial milk? Well, because you want to give breastfed milk to your child without being there. Because you're a mom, you need to go work. So this will be a whole cycle of the moms that do get children but don't want to breastfeed because they need to go to work will be giving artificially produced breast milk from dead babies. It's the drainage of energy here, the parasitism, is something absolutely sick. Well, that's exactly where I would expect Bill Gates to be, as we have learned to know him. He has been on the vaccine stuff, and now he's in the breast milk production. All right, more people need banning. Sorry, guys. JF voted for Trudeau. Wow, these trolls are not very high quality. I love banning people. It's very relaxing. It gives me a pause on my voice. All right, some people insulting my family. You're banned. Okay, I think we have banned everyone that needed banning. Democrats silent as Republicans rip into secret royalty checks to Fauci. Hundreds of NIH scientists, top Democratic leaders with oversight of the National Institutes for Health, are keeping quiet about the $350 million in secret payments to agency leaders like Dr. Anthony Fauci and hundreds of its scientists. I had no time to verify the seriousness of these claims. But it's a very grave claim. If it's true, it's big if true. People are claiming that Fauci is receiving royalty payments on every vaccine sold or something like this. That would be a massive conflict of interest. There's no way we could have had a good public servant who cares about the well-being of the Americans and at the same time gets paid hundreds of millions of dollars to rewarded by the system that sells these vaccines. Undisclosed royalty payments that would have been sent to NIH scientists, hundreds of NIH scientists in total. That's a problem. Hopefully we can get a solid look into this and perhaps an investigation, but that should have been disclosed, and it certainly justifies some firing in my view. And that is it for tonight, boys. I've reviewed everything I had to review. I see that I think we may have succeeded at blocking most rows. There will be more, and we will keep blocking them, and eventually we will have blocked enough accounts that they won't be able to spam anymore. So they can get tired all they want and invest their entire life at corrupting the chat. We have the mods, and we have myself who are able to slowly erase you from history, and eventually there will be no comments of you left here. I've been doing it again and again, and I've faced waves of bots dozens of times in my life, so bring it, bitches. You didn't block shit, cock. Okay, well, you're banned. Bye-bye, guys. I'm gonna go rest because I have great days of work. I'm working physically a lot these days, digging soil, building some little sheds to store stuff. I'm digging tunnels to pass water lines to my greenhouse. A lot of work ahead. Oh, no, that's... Okay, this one, we keep it. Let's not ban Iceman because he says, I will give you carpal tunnel, cock. There's something naive and kind of a naive attempt at evil here. Do you really think that a geek like me needs someone to give me carpal tunnel? I've been spending 16 hours a day on a computer since I'm born. You really think you're gonna cause carpal tunnel on me?